When people join educational problem-solving groups, they often only bring their rational and analytical selves to the group with them. Unfortunately, for a problem-solving group to be successful, the group members must be able to explain points A, B, and C and argue coherently on their behalf. In reality, the group members will bring them full selves to the group, so it's better to acknowledge this and learn the skills to deal with it as a facilitator. When a group gets stuck, it's almost never stuck at their rational level, so you need to be able to work with the group members' feelings, their emotions, and their logical being as well. Pay close attention to the speaker's tone, to the group's body language, to eye contact between the speaker and the group, and the group and the speaker. Listen to the speaker's pacing to see if they feel comfortable with what they're saying. If there's tension in the room, try to bring it out into the open by acknowledging what's there. That acknowledgement can release people's attention from that issue and restore the energy in the group.